Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
Today, we are presenting with Dr. James Maloney.
I'm 18. I'm in Bible school, okay? The first true apostle that I ever met, I mean, a true apostle. Now, you read my book because I give you the signs of what a true apostle are. And a lot of people are saying that they're apostles aren't. Okay? And my revelation came from five appearances from the Lord Jesus. The whole book is written because of five appearances from the Lord Jesus that taught me about what the true signs of an apostle are. So, this was a true apostle. Now, this real quick. And the guy comes out on the platform, you know, and we're on the edge of our seat. Notebook out, pen, pencil, you know how it is. I mean, we're ready. God, I'm giving my whole life to you. You know, wow. And I sit up in the front row, and you know, here I am, just ready to hear this man. And this guy comes out, all right, now picture this. He's got green pants on. This is the truth. He had a black jacket, red shirt, yellow tie, and the socks didn't match. One white, one blue. Ugliest man I've ever seen in my life. Had these freckles the size of dimes all over his face. Wiry red hair sticking up everywhere. And because he had been beaten up 50 times, every time he'd get a new set of false teeth, they'd bust his teeth out. So he just forgot it and just didn't have any teeth. So he preached with no front teeth. Well, could you imagine sitting up in the front with no front teeth? Spit flying everywhere. So the next day, it was so hilarious because we that were sitting on the front, there was this great gulf of emptiness in the center. Spit flying everywhere. Always trying to wipe off those freckles. Now, he was a child prodigy in the early motion picture era. He was one of the little rascals. And he was the one that wore the crown, the bully. And he had a third grade education, so he couldn't read. So when he got saved at 14, in 6 months, God taught him how to read just by reading the Bible. But not only did God teach him how to read, but God gave him a photographic memory. I'll tell you who he is in just a moment. And the man had the entire New Testament memorized, 95% of the Old Testament memorized, and the book of Revelation, we tested him on it, he could read it backwards. Because he would see the page and he could read it backwards. And he would go to the radical campuses on the West Coast, like Berkeley, and he'd build this with his own money, you know, 2x4 rafters and this little platform. It had his little old PA system and in front of the Black Panthers and all of the radicals of the 60s and all, he would preach. Now, this man didn't preach love, though he loved people greatly. He preached hell, fire, and brimstone. I know I went with him one time, group of 50 students to the University of Texas at Arlington. And I'll never forget, he gets up on this high platform. There's a point in this illustration. He gets up on a high platform right in the common square outside. Everybody's having lunch. About 600 students. And he gets up on this platform. You know, you got to look at this guy. I mean, you're talking about a sign that made you wonder. No teeth. Ugly. Ears sticking out. The guy was just a mess. You know, and he would start preaching. You're a generation of snakes and vipers. You're going to slither in hell for all eternity, and your worm is not going to die. Bless your dirty heart. He's preaching hellfire. And he had this amazing word of knowledge and wisdom operation, because some of these great PhDs would come up to him and throw out these questions that not even God could answer. And God would give him the supernatural answer that the professors, it only could have been God that would have given him the formula. And many professors got saved over that. Atheists and agnostics. I mean, amazing words of wisdom. Just incredible. I mean, just humorous. The answer. One time he was standing up there, and I was there. He's on the, and he's preaching hellfire and brimstone. So the dean of women came out. I think it was a woman. And came up to... stood in front of him and said, "How dare you tell us we got to worship and serve another God? There's no other gods besides us. Get down off of that platform." And I'll never forget, I'm standing right next to him. I'm wondering what's politically correct and how to preach. 18, impressionable. And this apostle going to all of these campuses, been beaten up over 100 times. He looks at her and he says, "Shut up, whore." I said, "Can you say that?" And I'll never forget this. He named first name and last name of seven of her lovers. I don't think they were all males. And she just dropped her head, dropped her mouth, started shaking. You think, you talk about a word of knowledge. You're talking about the prophetic. He's outside preaching, you know, it's 5,000 people, and some 22-year-old comes up and says, "I defy your God. If there's a God in heaven, let him strike me down dead." And the Spirit of God rose up in this apostle and said, "You will not take six steps unless you repent without dropping down dead with a heart attack." He had this happen several times. And in mockery, 5,000 people went, "One! Two, ha, 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 ha." By the fifth, sixth step, he dropped down dead with a heart attack. A 22-year-old died right there. And 5,000 people hit their knees on the grass. Wouldn't you? So some of these hippies got saved out of fear. Read the book of Jude. Not just compassion. So they said, "You know what? We got to tell our hippie friends down in Southern California." So you remember those green hippie buses? So about 10 of them trekked down from Berkeley, Northern California, down to Southern California, Costa Mesa, telling the hippie friends, "This man up here pronounced death upon this. I don't want to die. We got saved because we don't want to die either." So they went to the home and said, "You know, you better repent of your sins or you're going to die." So about 20 of them fell on their knees and gave their lives to the Lord. "I don't want to die with a heart attack." So Chuck Smith, you know, a 40-member church, Calvary Chapel, couldn't figure out in a metropolitan area of 16 million why he had 40 members. And so he said, "God, what do I do to see an increase in this church?" And God spoke to him and he said, "If I bring them in, will you receive them no matter how they dress or how they smell?" He said, "Absolutely." So those hippies that got saved out of fear because of the apostle up there in Berkeley campus came out to Calvary Chapel, and they wouldn't sit in the pews, so they sat on the carpet, and it upset the elders, or, you know, the deacons of the church, because they just put the carpet down. It was brand new, and they were soiling the carpet where they were seated because they hadn't bathed in a year. But he received them, and they got angry, and he said, "If the carpet is in the way, remove it." And they rolled up the carpet, and the very next week, I came and became a part of that gathering. Now, I was bathed. I came and was a part of that, and it went from 40 to 50 to 1,800 in 3 weeks, and baptized 1,000 people in the Pacific Ocean. And the Jesus movement started. You never heard that before. Because of an apostle who was a sign that made people wonder. that got beaten up every time he'd stand up to preach. They had just beat him to a pulp. And he'd get up and just forgive them. Spitting blood and teeth and everything else. And build the altar, build it right back up and get back up there and preach. And they knew. After a while, they knew he loved them. And some of those hippies that I got saved with, they're pastoring some of the largest churches in Southern California, Northern California. Are you willing to be a Jonah? Are you willing to be a sign that makes people wonder? In the spiritual is what I'm talking about. Listen.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can get in touch with Dr. Jim Rome, or you can contact today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at Gate 1.